Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask each of you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at bbsradio_com. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust and the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. I would like to thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring this show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of an uncontrolled non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccine issue, and a whole lot more. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website americansbulletin.com or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, 6 issues a year. It's the First Amendment forum for a free-thinking people. And I spoke to Janet Phelan, one of their top reporters, yesterday, and they're getting ready to publish Probate Murders Part 3. So you really need to get a subscription, folks, and check that out. And I'll be having Janet back on the show again to tell all the world how they are killing people and stealing their estates. And it's really quite disgusting how all this is happening. On tonight's show, we will answer the question, what's ailing America? It's really hard to get people to speak the truth. And I'm reporting live from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm at the Constitutional Party Convention. It's really amazing how things work out. I was actually asked to come here as a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases a few months ago. I testified on Tuesday in a case here in Kansas City, Missouri, and it was quite amazing. The judge actually listened to me. This involved a case where the father does not want to vaccinate. The mother does want to vaccinate. She's already caused a very serious case of asthma in her daughter, and they're at odds because of this issue. And amazingly, the judge actually heard what I had to say and agreed with it. Unfortunately, now that she's got asthma, we have her on life-threatening drugs that actually cause asthma. So it's really important, folks, for you to check out my website at drcarly.com, learn what vaccines are actually doing, and help spread the word. I came here to Kansas City, Missouri, to the Constitutional Convention after I was done testifying in court, hoping that I would get the Constitutional Party to realize that if they made the vaccination issue part of their platform, in other words, that people have the right not to be forced by the government to vaccinate their children, their elderly parents, or their pets, that this would transform them and basically put them on the fast track into the public eye, and they would be able to actually get mainstream attention. And tonight on my show, I'm going to be interviewing Pastor Ernie Sanders. Pastor Ernie Sanders is a host of a show called Biblical Answers to Secular Questions. He's the founder of WRWL Ministries. He has a show called What's Right, What's Left, and I've been a guest on his show a number of times. And he's also got a prison ministry, including people on death row. And, of course, we know, and Pastor Sanders informs these poor people that they are being used as experimental guinea pigs as the government experiments on people in the military and in the prisons with their very toxic vaccines. He is also a nationally known preacher and speaker at UBF conferences, and is a pioneer in the Ohio homeschooling movement. His ministry has saved over 21,000 unborn babies from the cruel and painful death of abortion at the hands of bloody, doctors that are doing abortions. And that's another thing that I was here to inform the Constitution Party as to what they're doing with these aborted babies. They are chopping them up and growing viruses on them and making vaccines. Pastor Sanders is a leading and giving voice to the Christian resistant movement against communist aggression and oppression for over 30 years on worldwide radio. His show is on WHKWradio.com every night from 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you there, Pastor Sanders?
Sure am, Rebecca. Well, it's been some exciting day, isn't it?
It sure is. And all I can say is that I was very hopeful that we would be able to get the Constitution Party to realize, as you encouraged me to come here, that if they would address this vaccination holocaust, especially the fact that they're making vaccines out of aborted babies, which, of course, as we've discussed, is a spiritual assault on people, that they would realize that this would get them noticed and people would be flocking to them. But unfortunately, they seem to be a little bit resistant. Apparently, people realize that this is going to put a target on their backs and Big Pharma is going to come after them. But I am happy to say that they are considering making this one of their resolutions, even though they have not put this on their platform.
Well, you're going to be talking to them more about that, and as we have that meeting tonight, they want you to be there. Now, as you were just talking to just a minute ago, before I came on, you'll notice there was a short, very heavy-set fellow with bushy gray hair just walked by you. He had walked over here. That that fellow is Norman Cerak. Norman Cerak is a lawyer who has been going after on a nationwide the parole boards, and he's got a lawsuit right now that's actually gone before the U.S. Supreme Court because of the corruption. I mean, the absolute corruption in the prison, the penal system here in Ohio. I mean, it's bad in Ohio, very bad.
It's a national thing, but excellent. Good, good, good. Tell me more.
Well, anyhow, he would be a fellow that you would want to talk to and hook up with, because you'll find that in the prison system, a number of these people are being forced. They're forced to take TB inoculations. Some of the guys resist. If you resist these vaccines and these inoculations, they make it very, very tough on you. They call it voluntary compliance. In other words, you'll comply or you wish you had.
Well, as a matter of fact, let me just mention that I was found guilty of contempt of court in one of my many proceedings in Nassau County, Long Island, and they sent me to jail, and that was one of the first things that they wanted to do was inoculate me as soon as I got there. And, of course, I refused, and they put me in solitary confinement, and that is how the Creator showed me what is going on in the prisons. I saw it firsthand, because not only were they inoculating them, but I was given a little handbook about the rules and regulations in the prison, and one of the things that they told people that were there is that they are not allowed to obstruct the air conditioning vents. And this was in September that I was stuck in prison for contempt, and it was freezing cold in there, and what some of the prisoners were doing was making paper mache out of their toilet paper and putting it over the vents in order to prevent this freezing cold air from coming in. What I realized is that it wasn't just cold air coming in. It was also air that was contaminated with all kinds of viruses because everybody was getting sick. So that is how the Creator showed me what they're doing to these prisoners. They're not only experimenting on them, but they're trying to make them sick so they can take them out. And I was just reading in USA Today, that is delivered to our hotel here, the Marriott in Kansas City, that now they're trying to get DNA from all people that are convicted of a felony, because what they're going to do with that DNA is target these people. They're going to be able to make DNA-specific vaccines and kill them off. And that's what they're doing.
Not all people that are convicted, all people that are arrested. They want DNA from anyone who arrested, not convicted, arrested.
Oh.
In other words, you have to understand, you know, Rebecca, all of your listeners have to understand something, and that is this. Every one of us listening to us right now, every single one, are only one false accusation away from going to prison. Now listen to me. Rebecca, I've been in the prison ministry for 35 years. We have here in Ohio, well, I'm not in Ohio, I'm in Kansas City now, but in Ohio, we have over 50,000 prison inmates. Ohio, the state of Ohio, has more prison inmates than the country of Germany, than the country of Japan, than the country of Ireland. They have more prison inmates than any of those countries, Rebecca, and they want to increase it by 20%. You have to understand this. We are at the same level as the Soviet Union was during the 60s, okay? We have become a prison country. We have 4.8% of the world's population. Rebecca, we have 26% plus of the world's prison population. Our prison population is five times by far. We have one half a million more inmates than Red China.
Yes. And not only that, but let me just say, the people who are actually committing the most heinous crimes, the traitors who are selling us out for cash, are actually not in prison, and it's the people that are being found guilty of mostly drug crimes. And what are these people taking drugs for? It's a Novocaine for the soul. They're trying to heal themselves from the obvious problems that we have in this country. It's not even, you know, there's no victim involved here, and they're just sticking them in prison, and they're using them to create products, and it's just totally disgusting. But it's very important that the listeners know what you're saying about the numbers, because we're all going to be slaves if we don't stop these traders, but the people that are being housed, it's totally out of control.
Well, it absolutely is, and what we have to have is courage. People have to have courage, and what they have to do is be ready to lay their lives down. You know, Rebecca, you know, something that people need to understand, and that is this, but everybody listening to me out there, everybody listening to us is going to die. Every single one of them is going to die, okay? There ain't
someday,
no getting
right.
around. But, well, some are going to die a lot sooner than they think. Now, the bottom line is, here's the most important thing. There's nothing, not nothing, never has been, never will be, never ever could be more important to them than their standing with Jesus Christ. In other words, look, Rebecca, this is a reality. It don't matter if they believe it. They will. It does not matter if they believe it. They will believe it. There is no chance they won't believe that. And that is this. When they die, okay, they're either going to go to heaven or they're going to go to hell. Now, like I said, it doesn't matter whether or not they believe that. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Everybody in heaven and hell believe 24/7 with every fiber of their being. Now, so there's two things that are very, very important to people. Number one, if they cannot say to me, Pastor, I know if I die today, I'd go home to be with the Lord. What they need to do is they need to get on their knees and say the sinner's prayer. And I'll be glad to lead those listening to tonight in a sinner's prayer, because, again, nothing else is going to matter as much. There's nothing that they have, no cars, no homes, none of these things that are not going to perish. They're all going to perish, and they'll be able to bring nothing with them. Now, the only thing that is eternal is their salvation or their damnation. Now, I said all that to say this. They have but a little bit of time, a small amount of time on this ball of dirt called earth to put up treasures in heaven. Okay? It's a very small amount. Sometimes, you know, the Bible actually describes it as but a vapor that appears but only for an instant that is gone. Okay? Now, here's why I said all of that. Okay? I said all of that for those that are saved, those that have called on the name of the Lord, they need to do everything. God has raised them up. This particular time in history, in this country, God is calling his people. He's raising his people up. They've got two options. They can run to the battlefield, as he's telling them to do. Now, he's not telling them, Rebecca, it's going to be easy. Listen to me. He is not saying it's going to be easy. What he's telling you is this. Go out there and find yourself tried like gold in a fire. In other words, run to this battle and suffer some persecution for my name's sake. In doing so, you place up treasures in heaven. That's a reality, okay?
I agree with you, but let me comment on that. First of all, as far as, you know, because there's people listening that are not Christians, and I don't like to alienate anyone. So what I tell people is you need to speak the truth. You need to stand up for what's right. You need to stop this holocaust of suffering and death, and especially that which is being caused by vaccines, because that's one of their major tools of genocide. Now, one of the problems that I have, Pastor, is that there's many people here at this Constitutional Convention that purport to be Christians, and when I talk to them about the fact that vaccines are made out of dead babies and all the suffering that's being caused in death, etc., I get a look like they're deer caught in the headlights. So it's really amazing how many people who purport to be Christians, when they're put against the wall and actually asked to stand up and speak to the public about these issues, they don't have the courage to do so.
Well, 2 points. First of all, number one, the vast majority of people have a profession but not a possession. In other words, they're not Christians. It's always been this way. Historically, there's only been a remnant that were true believers. You know, that's always been the case, and it will be until the Lord comes back. Okay. Now, the second point is that a lot of, you know, when you tell people that, you have to understand these people are not privy to the information that you and I have. So when you tell them this, remember, they have been indoctrinated by the media to such a degree that the media has done an excellent job of dumbing people down. So when you tell them this, what you have just done, you have just penetrated their indoctrination, which they don't know how to respond to. That's why they look at you, because, you know, it's like saying, this does not compute, this does not compute, this does not compute.
Right.
Like Pavlov's dog, a vast majority of people, again, respond the way they've been trained to respond. So that's what you have to expect. But going back to the other point I made there, when you said that, you know, you don't want to alienate, listen. There is one Savior, there's one God, one way of salvation, and believe me, Rebecca, you don't want anyone to do good works, help people, and then burn in hell forever. Believe me. There's nothing more important.
Okay, I just have to interrupt you. Let me say this. I'm not a believer. I don't like that word believer, because there's a lie in the middle of that word. I'm a knower, okay? I know that God is with me, because I have been saved from the clutches of death many times. They have tried to kill me. There are so many things that have happened to me. But my point is that everybody has to come to the realization of the spiritual reality themselves. You can't intimidate them. You can't downgrade and degrade them. You have to let them come to that realization themselves. But if they're going to be on the path of truth, certainly they have to stand up for the right thing. Let that be where they start. And then let them go from there forward. Because, as you said, we are running out of time. President Bush has already signed an executive order that there will be no elections in November for martial law. The bird flu vaccine has been licensed. The bird flu vaccine will cause the bird flu pandemic. So while we're watching this dog and pony show between Hitlery and Obama, in reality, it appears they've got something up their sleeve where there's not even going to be any elections. And if we end up in martial law, it's going to be serious, because these minions have much bigger weapons than we do.
Rebecca, when Bill Clinton was still in office and George Bush was running against Al Gore, the very same thing was said. Everybody was telling you, you had all of his documents that Slick Willie, and he did try to set something up. In fact, he had arranged for Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others. They were going to have this, will cause riots because of the count in Florida, the ballot count, the so-called, the dimples or whatever, and stealing the election, this and that. So they were supposed to cause riots. Well, that never happened. And I know that there's a lot of these things going on to talk about, Bush declaring a martial law. That could happen, but I don't really think it's going to happen, okay?
Well, I want to just say the Creator is in charge, and actually one of the things I would like you to share with our listeners is this excellent handout that I got from your booth here in regards to the Communist Manifesto and where we are in this country in terms of the Communist Manifesto. And as I'm turning to this, you have a quote in here by Jesse Jackson where he said, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has got to go. I mean, it's really amazing how you have captured certain quotes from these minions. Occasionally, they do take off their mask, and they show what they're really all about. So could you share with the listeners the Communist Manifesto, because that is so important, and where we are in terms of that?
Well, what you're really referring to is the 45 current communist goals that were put out, and these were issued back right after World War II. And what you have in your hand is taken right out of the United States Congressional Record. The time and date and everything is there on those forms. We've sent out over.
Yes, let me just say. Let me just say, so the listeners know that you're speaking the truth. It's from the Congressional Record on January 10th of 1963. And what's really so amazing is that people will remember, if they took history and any truth was spoken during their history classes, we had these McCarthy hearings some time ago, and it's amazing how this Senator McCarthy tried to bring forth the fact that the communists were infiltrating our government, and they made him out to be some delusional, crazy person. And in fact, he was actually trying to warn the people what was going on.
Well, Rebecca, it's an interesting thing that you said that. You know, the news media are not trustworthy. And the news media we have today, probably one of the least, I would say, biased, if you can say that, in the secular media would be C-SPAN. Are you familiar with C-SPAN?
Yes, yes.
Well, anyhow, in 1991, Russia opened its archives. And in their archives, it came out that everything that Joseph McCarthy had said was true. They brought this right out. Now, what happened, interesting, do you remember a guy named Eli Kazan? He
mm-hmm.
was a movie producer. Eli
right,
Kazan?
Right, Zionist, right?
Yeah. Well, anyhow, on his deathbed, his wife was a movie star. She was, her name, I can't think of her first name. What a pretty woman. Dark-haired Jewish woman. But anyhow, on his deathbed, he said that Joseph McCarthy was right. I was a communist. We were all communists. What McCarthy said was true. And,
and
he came out and said, I am not proud of it. Okay? And anyhow, he's referring to a number of them. There's a book called Red Star Over Hollywood. It's written by a husband and a wife from Massachusetts, and they document all of Hollywood, the involvement, their plan, and everything. Now, the interesting thing, if you read those communist goals, they have achieved them one at a time. If you start with, in fact, read goal number 15, if you would, if you have it in your hand there.
Yes. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Hello.
Okay, now they captured the Democratic Party leadership completely. The leadership, now not all Democrats are communists, but the leadership of the Democratic Party is totally communist. They have, to a very large degree now, infiltrated the Republican Party. This is why we're here today, okay, because of that, why we have the Constitution Party. Hey, guess what? They're here. Now, but the difference is, as you saw yesterday, all day long when we had the meeting on the platform, they didn't gain an inch, but these people never quit. Now, they don't admit it. They come in, the idea is to look like you, walk like us, talk like us. Karl Marx said we must learn to say this, to say that, to go this way, to go that way, to compromise anything until we gain the trust, until we gain their trust, okay? And they will do that. That's exactly what they do. So,
yes.
Read the next goal.
Well, actually, I would like to read goal 13 because this one hit me right in the face. Do away with all loyalty oaths. And a number of years ago, see, when I was going through all these corrupt court proceedings and seeing all the experimentation and the euthanasia being considered in being conducted in the hospitals, I was asking myself, how could this be? Because judges take an oath to protect and serve, and doctors take the Hippocratic oath.
Well,
so that's when I found out about the Kol Nidre. And the Kol Nidre is an oath to not honor any oath. And that is obviously what's epidemic now in our country, that all the people that we have hired to protect and serve us, to keep us healthy, et cetera, they have taken an oath not to keep their oath, and that is why things are falling apart at such a quick pace.
Well, that's a large part of it, but here in Ohio, you know, all of those that are uphold are sworn. The police officers are supposed to take an oath. The judges are supposed to take an oath. Guess what? Hardly any of them do anymore. And how do you
right.
find that out? Well, when you charge them with violation of their oath of office, that's when you find out, hey, guess what? Got to take my oath.
Right. Yes. And I actually had a judge in one of my cases that I checked with the Secretary of State of New York, and he didn't even have an oath of office. And that was a basis on which to ask him to recuse himself. And once I did that, he didn't recuse himself, but at least he started to do the right thing to some extent. But the next communist goal that you have here on this document, after capturing the political parties, is using technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. And we are seeing this everywhere, especially in regards to the homosexuality agenda. You know, if you speak out against what is in the Bible and things of that nature, all of a sudden you're discriminating against the people that are committing acts that are against, you know, the Bible, that are supposedly immoral according to the teachings that are therein. And, you know, it's just amazing how they slowly but surely are infiltrating us and trying to make us believe. Yes, thank you. Trying to make us believe that we're the bad guys if we point out the fact that these people are doing things that are against what the teachings are in the Bible. And I loved what you said yesterday, you know, something about making pedophilia illegal. I mean, how far are we going to go with this garbage?
Well, you know, Butch Reno, when she was Attorney General, U.S., she tried to legalize child porn. She tried to push that through, but see what they're talking about in this country. Do you understand the secular humanist worldview of how you determine whether or not something is moral or not moral? Do you understand that? They have a measurement that they use to guide on deciding whether something could be considered moral. And first of
who is they in this case? Who is they?
Collective. Maybe I should try to give people a little bit of understanding about the Communist Party is built upon what they call cell groups. And these cell groups are built upon, picture a great big cube, a huge cube. And this huge cube is made up of many smaller cubes. Now, you have organizations like the ACLU. The ACLU is a communist organization. It's a legal branch of the Communist Party. Roger Baldwin, its founder, stated very clearly that the ultimate goal of the ACLU is communist. Okay, what they call the People for the Southern Law, Southern Poverty Law Firm, Southern.
Right.
Poverty Law
Center. Southern Poverty Law Center, right.
Right. They are also a communist cell group, okay? The Lawyers Guild is a communist cell group. Now, other organizations like People for the American Way, they're a communist cell group. You have the...
Yes, as a matter of fact, let me just mention that the ACLU actually represented the pedophile group. What's the name of that group? I'm blanking out about
Nambla,
right now.
Nambla.
Yes, Man Boy Love Association, they actually represented that group. I mean, when I found out about that, I thought I was going to throw up. And so while they're pretending that they're protecting civil liberties of the people, they're protecting civil liberties of the pedophiles.
Rebecca, go on your list there. I want you to go to Article 26. Read Article 26.
Okay, Article 26. Let me turn the page here. All right. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Okay, read the next one.
Okay. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a quote-unquote religious crutch. And actually, isn't it funny how Obama just actually said those words within the last couple of weeks? He said that people in this country that were, you know, sick of the status quo or whatever he said, that they were using the churches and their guns as a crutch. I actually think he used that word as crutch.
He did. He quoted directly from those articles that you're reading. He quoted. You see Rebecca here, get ready. I'm going to sound really arrogant. I'm going to sound like I'm very conceited. I'm going to sound like I know it all. And the reason I'm going to do that, is because I've been studying this stuff for years. For 35 years, I've been going on the radio. I've been going on television programs. And I've been showing people, look, here's what they're doing. Listen to what they're saying. Listen, Rebecca, right down the street from where my office is, they have a communist bookstore. It's a communist...
In Ohio, this is, right?
Right, in Cleveland. And I go down there, and if you walk in the door, even though they don't like me, they know who I am, if you walk in the door, all of their publications are there, and they'll read it, and they're naming people who they support, the Communist Party members. Guess who these are? This is Nancy Pelosi. Guess who they endorse?
Wow.
They endorse John Kerry, okay?
Wow.
They're endorsing Obama, okay? They tell you these are our people. Now, our people...
And Clinton
to
also, right? Wait a minute. Clinton also? Are they endorsing Hillary?
Hillary was a card-carrying member of the Lawyers Guild. She worked as a lawyer for the Communist Party of California. That was her first job.
Okay.
Hillary, there's a man named Larry Nichols. He was her handler. His job was to make sure she didn't do anything stupid, okay? And one of the mm-hmm. that would hurt Bill's, you know, career is march to the White House. And one of the things he used to have to get after her for all the time is he'd have to tell her, you gotta stop telling people you're a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. You've gotta stop. Hillary is. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you go on a website up there, and it's called, Progressive Socialist Party, they have a website on the internet. Dennis Kucinich, okay, is the chairman. Now, this, you know, progressive socialist is a communist. That's another name for, like, Jim, would you rather own a car, an automobile, or a horseless carriage? Well, you say, well, they're one of the same. And I'd say, you're right, they are. Progressive socialism and communism is the same old dog with a different name. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you go and look who's listed on that, okay, there are about 80 members, and they're people you know, familiar names, like Nancy Pelosi, like Barney Frank,
yeah.
like Dennis Kucinich, okay? They're not trying to hide
yeah.
it, okay? It's like them saying, remember one of Slick Willie's favorite sayings? That was this, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? In other words,
right.
are you going to believe what you just saw? You go up on their website. That's just like those DVDs we have on the table. They can't say
Wait, mention your website, because I didn't mention your website.
Okay, our website is WRWL. No, wait a minute. Let's see. I'm getting that. That's my... what
the radio mean? Show, you mean?
No, okay, let me see. It's WRWL.org. WRWL.org. That's our website. But I was
okay,
talking about...
I want to read one of the quotes by Hillary that you have in your document here, which if this isn't revealing, I don't know what is. She said, we must stop thinking of the individual and start thinking about what is best for society. And this leads us right into where we're emphasizing the need to raise children away from their negative parents. And so this is her whole thing, that book that she wrote, it takes a village. Yeah, unfortunately, what she doesn't tell you is that the village doesn't have parents in it. It's basically the state. And once the state takes control, we are on a slope straight to hell. And it's so funny because I'm sure the listeners are aware of the situation in Texas where they stole over 400 children from this polygamous sect. Now, obviously, polygamous, that's another story. I'm totally against that. But the fact that they took these children on the basis of one phone call, and now they have revealed today that phone call was a hoax. Did they return those children to their mothers? No. They have to go through the system now. How much damage is that going to cause these children?
Hey, Rebecca, guess what? I revealed that phone call as being a hoax 2 weeks ago on the radio program. We knew it then.
Wow.
Okay. So, absolutely. Now, here's when you have to worry. When they start calling your dwelling place a compound, when they start using the word compound,
yes.
Watch out now. And here's something else you probably didn't know. They had the tanks standing by. They had the guys with the fire. This is how they deal with it. They always want to burn up the evidence. They were all standing by. The problem was there were too many eyes.
Aha. Uh-huh. So they were going to do a David Koresh thing, basically, Waco, whatever.
Absolutely, they were going to do a David Koresh thing.
As a matter of fact, you know what I just remembered? When I was in testifying in court, I happened to speak to somebody outside the other day, and she had mentioned to me that April is the anniversary of that tragedy. And you, everybody that's listening who's in the know knows that they love these Illuminati minions, these people that are straight from hell. They love to do things. It's very by the numbers. They love to celebrate anniversaries of massive torture and death with more massive torture and death.
Well, you're absolutely right. Do you remember in Nazi Germany where they had Kristallnacht, where they went into the Jewish ghetto?
And
yes. Well, guess what? Same day. The very same day. Guess what day that was? That was on Hitler's birthday.
Wow.
So they do observe dates. You're absolutely right. Dates are very, very important to them.
Yes.
So
yes.
When I was making the statement before, you know, we sound like we're arrogant and this and that. You know, we get, you know, have access with a lot of information. I mean a lot of information.
Yes.
Rebecca, if you were to see what I look at daily and what, you know, what we can't talk about, because if we did talk about certain things, it would cost people's lives. And if I revealed
I just want to say, though, that the one thing that I do like to do is try to treat people with respect, because not everybody has the time that we have to research these things. And what I realized a long time ago is that you can't bring them up to speed immediately, because they will, like, self-destruct. This stuff is too ugly. People that have a conscience, they can't even conceive of evil that we're talking about. So what
That's
I realized
exactly.
is that you have to gently open their eyes and show them the truth, documented truth, not just what we believe. Everything
That's
I talk
why,
about, I have proof of.
Well, you see, that's why you're getting the response here, because what you're showing these people are totally, totally out of the realm of anything that they've experienced before.
I know.
See, so this is what, again, I've been, when we're talking about this, it can be very, very, very frustrating when you're, I've been telling people about this for 35 years. For 35 years, Rebecca, I have been talking about communism. For 35 years, they used to accuse me, I mean, all the time. The newspapers would write articles about me, a wild-eyed, rabid fundamentalist, a conspiracy theorist. We're not doing that now. They're not doing that. You know, when homeschooling started in Ohio, I was one of the very first, the pioneers, myself and a lady named Martha Lippitt. Actually, she was the real reins behind it, but I was the one that got her on the radio and put it out there and promoted homeschooling.
Right.
The media attacked me. They attacked me. Do you know why? I'll tell you one of the reasons why is because they were keeping the kiddies away from their vaccinations is one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but that's, of course, that's how they're indoctrinating the children with propaganda. And I've had so many amazing documents shown to me by my clients where they're asking children in school, do your parents have guns? Do your parents have well water? They are trying to use the children to find out things about the parents and to alienate the children from the parents. And that is one of the main goals of this communist manifesto, is to destroy the family, because the family is the basis for everything. And if they can destroy the family, we're in deep trouble.
Oh, absolutely. And they would even, the Communist Party in Ohio would even search out, they would find friends, and they'd find out who my relatives are, and they would actually try to talk to my relatives, telling them that they really need to talk to me to try to help me, Rebecca. One of the standard procedures of the Soviet Union was to declare anyone who disagreed with the state as being mentally incompetent, okay?
Exactly, and I have to comment on that, because that is such an important thing for people to realize. And, of course, since I didn't have any complaints against me, even when I was a surgeon, from my parents, from my patients, what did they say about me? I have a delusion of conspiracy. And the same thing is happening here in this country. Matter of fact, I have a book called Mass Murderers in White Coats by Lenny Lapone. And he goes into how the mental illness stigma was used against dissidents in Soviet Russia, as well as Nazi Germany, because if they can't prove you wrong, then the first thing they do is label you as mentally ill. And now, of course, what they're trying to do is create a chemical lobotomy. Once you're mentally ill, you have to go on a psych drug, and that's going to destroy your brain.
Well, absolutely. Let me tell you what they're doing, too. Okay. One of the things they've tried to pass recently, if you look on those lists of sayings, one of the sayings you'll see on there is by Karl Marx. Karl Marx said this. He said, we would never let our enemies have guns. Ideas are more important, are more powerful than guns. Why should we allow them to have ideas? Okay? In other words, think, okay? Now, one of the things that they want to do is this. Of course, they want to push the hate crimes. We've stopped. Listen, Ted Pike has been the guy that's most instrumental in this, but there's been a group of us, the Gathering of the Eagle people, that have stopped hate crimes bills for the last 5 years. We have stormed. We even went. I went with 100 men. I went to the United States Senate. And we visited every single senator's office, every one, Rebecca, every one, and we told them that we are here to let you know that we are willing to die for the freedom of our families, of ourselves, and of our country, that we are willing to die. And if you are going to take away our freedom of speech and to take away our rights, our freedoms, then we will defend it. We will defend with our lives. Now, let me tell you, we looked these senators in the eyes and told them that. Some of them
and what did they say?
Afraid.
What did they respond?
Most of them were very afraid. Others just got out of there. The communists ran. The communists just ran. Okay, they didn't want to talk to us now. At that time, also, there was an organization, you probably saw them, these are communist women, they wear all pink, they call themselves Code Pink, okay?
Yeah.
And they have a phone, they're told, no matter what you do, smile. Now, they walk around, they're supposed to smile, now these are forced smiles, and Rebecca, they're ugly, I mean, they have these forced smiles on them, and it looks more like they're in pain than they're smiling. And I talked to some of these women, and I've given them a new name. I've changed their name after talking to some of them from Code Pink to Commode Pink. So their new name is
mm-hmm.
Commode Pink. Whenever you address them, these women have toilet mouths, okay? So just address them as Commode Pink. But anyhow, now, what they want to do, they want to pass a law. They tried to already. It's failed. But they want to pass legislation, Rebecca, that applies to Vietnam veterans and other war veterans that have had any kind of counseling. Listen, Rebecca, that have had any kind of counseling, psychological counseling, any kind, due to their service in the military. In other words, if they've had any kind of counseling at all, they would be prohibited from being able to own a firearm.
Right. I have to comment on that, Pastor, because that is the reason that they're doing all this post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosing, because they don't want the military to have guns to veterans, because the veterans took an oath to protect and preserve the Constitution from enemies, from within and without. And so they know that the soldiers who have been over there, especially in Iraq, and have seen the corruption and fraud and what's going on, they don't want them to be able to have weapons, because eventually if those people decide to protect their oath and do what they've sworn to do, the minions that the terrorists within are going to have a problem.
Well, let me take it to another level, and it's a level of called common sense, okay? Like I said to one of those young senators, young compared to me, I said, I want you to look at us. Now, you know, there, all of us guys, the majority of us, not every one of us, but the majority of us, Rebecca, were men who are baby boomers, you know, 50 and above. Okay? And
yeah.
I said, look, I said, you're looking at a bunch of Vietnam veterans here. Our families are raised. We've been around for a while. We've lived a good life, and we're not afraid to die. Now, a lot of you young people, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Most of ours are gone. And we're willing, we are willing, okay, to lay our life down to save the freedom and to restore the freedom, okay, hold on a minute. Okay, one. Okay, to restore the freedom for our nation, for our people, for our family. So you better understand that we don't have anything to lose, and we will fight to the death. And I'm going to tell you, they realize this, and they're trying to prepare to make it that we can't do that, Rebecca. So get ready. We're living in some very, very interesting times.
Yeah, and I want to just say, I do not promote revolution, but rather an evolution of consciousness, because the minions are always looking for an excuse to charge us with sedition or whatever. But what I've said for the 10 years since I started waking up is I would rather have them put a bullet between my eyes than live in the world that they're creating, because that world is going to be so ugly and such a slave state filled with death and suffering that I would rather have them kill me and go to heaven and, you know, have eternity to spend rather than be here in the darkness. And that's what people have to do. They have to get a backbone. They have to realize that they have to stand up for their children. I can't stand it when parents tell me, oh, well, if I don't vaccinate my children, they can't go to school. Now, these are parents that are already waking up as to what the vaccines are doing. And I tell them, are you going to sacrifice your child's brain and possibly their life just to make it easier for you to send them to school so they can learn how to put a condom on a banana? Why did you have children if that's your idea of parenthood? And that's what I'm trying to get through to parents, is that they have to stand up for their children.
Absolutely. If you love your children, pull them out of the public school system. If you love your children,
exactly.
You know, people say, well, you know, if we homeschool, we won't be able to have that second car, or we'll have to live in a smaller house. Believe me, you will be glad that you did that. Your children are worth a whole lot more than having another car. Folks, listen, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. Even if you don't love them, if you'll just like them a little bit, get them out of there.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you so much, Pastor. We're actually out of time. God bless you for what you're doing. And I want to just second what you said, because it's really amazing. There was an interview on Larry King Live 2 weeks ago when they were discussing this autism being diagnosed as a vaccine-related injury in federal court. And the people on the show were asking the pediatrician minions, why won't you do a study of unvaccinated versus vaccinated children? And the reason they won't do it is because they know that the homeschooled children, which is the biggest group of unvaccinated children, are doing so much better in school and still have their brains. And that's why they're deathly afraid of that very important study being done. So God bless you, Pastor, for what you're doing. I encourage you to continue on. I know that you will. And thank you for encouraging me to come to this Constitutional Convention. I'm spreading my word wherever it may go. But together we will help to enlighten a lot of people.
All of what you just said is right back at you. It's the very same. I feel the very same way. Thanks so much for inviting me out. God bless you. You keep fighting that fight, young lady.
Okay, folks, stay tuned. We'll continue to bring you the truth on What's Ailing America. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you?